We understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the wear. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 434. Wow, yeah, next year is going to be 10 years since this weekly show debuted. Crazy. And so, hey, I may sound a little tired today. Just got back from San Francisco. I attended the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked event. This is a biannual event where they unveil new phones. This time of year, it's the S series. And then later on in the summer, it's the Z series, the flip and foldable phones. But we're going to kick off this week's Tech It Out with an interview recorded at Unpacked with Blake Geiser. He's a pretty senior dude at Samsung Electronics Americas. Very nice guy. And he's going to tell you all about the new family of devices, the Galaxy S26 family. And you'll be able to read my review in USA Today as well. The phones come out March 11th, but I was able to play around with one all week. So I'm going to share my thoughts on that as well after my interview with Blake. So that's going to kick off today's Tech It Out. After that, you've heard of TikTok, the social media platform, of course. But how about the TikTok watch? Well, this is a smartwatch for kids. The latest model is TikTok 5, and it is spelled TikTok, like as in the clock, T-I-C-K-T-A-L-K, for those old enough to understand that reference. And so we're going to talk about this watch for kids and how it gives parents some peace of mind when children are wearing this and what it can do. And then we're going to wrap up the show a little bit later on. I did some TV work with Asus to talk about their laptops. So a very busy Tech It Out for you. Powered by Visa and Norton, my two main partners on this program, both of which aim to protect you from fraud, but in slightly different ways. But I'll clarify a little bit later on. But thank you to Norton and Visa for your support. And without further ado, let's play that interview with Blake Geiser from Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked this week in San Francisco. Sitting down with Blake Geiser. He is the head of smartphone product management at Samsung Electronics Americas. Always great to see you, Blake. This is a big day, Unpacked. This is your biannual event where you unveil new devices. Very exciting. How are you feeling? First of all, you've got a huge room packed with journalists and content creators, analysts.
Yeah, you know, this is just a really exciting time. As you said, it happens every 6 months with us with our two launches. This is years in the making, so we get really excited for things that we've been working on for, you know, in this case, up to 5 years to introduce to customers.
And the Unpacked that happens this time of year, it's for your flagship S series, opposed to the one in the summer, which is your Z series for foldables and flippables. So the S26 family was unveiled. At a high level, tell us about this new family of devices, and then we'll unpack some of the bigger features, pun intended.
Yeah. You know, so this is a compilation of so many different technologies coming together, fitting right into your pocket. Some pretty dramatic hardware changes, updating these devices from the chipset through the camera into our displays, as well as continuing to to evolve this implementation of Galaxy AI and how AI can play a part with you and your phone.
Right. Helping you do more in less time with several different AI platforms baked into the devices, which we'll get to. But let's start off with what I think is some of the biggest news here, perhaps, is this privacy screen. I think it's a world's first on the Ultra out of the three devices. We should clarify. There's the Galaxy S26, the Galaxy S26 Plus, and then the Galaxy S26 Ultra, which has a stylus in the back, an S Pen. Tell us about privacy screens. This is really wild.
Yeah, like I said, 5 years in the making. It is completely re-architecture to the display itself in that, you know, it is a hardware that allows you to turn your screen into like you had a privacy display on it. So keep people on the sides of you and even above or below you from being able to see what's on your screen. It is built into the hardware at a pixel level where we're able to turn off pixels that spread light to the sides. So only you looking at it are able to see that screen. And what's really great about it, because privacy is so different for different people, we let you customize that because it's a hardware advantage. So you're able to pick certain apps that you might want it to turn on, whether it be mobile, you know, banking apps or medical apps or your social media apps, you know, whatever it might be. So whenever you open those on, that privacy display will come on, and you can do things like double-click the side button to turn it on, you know, if you're in a place that you want to do that right away, or have it turn on when you're entering passwords, patterns, or pins so people can't see how to unlock your phone, mm-hmm. or just the notification bar to pop up. So even if someone can see the rest of your screen, they're not able to see a notification pop up that you want to keep private.
Love this. All right, so you're on an airplane, you're sitting at a coffee shop, or you're in a classroom, you want some privacy, you can tailor it to only be enabled on certain apps or notifications or when you're texting with somebody. So you get to choose, unlike a privacy shield that you previously would have to purchase, that fits your phone or your laptop. This is built into the actual pixels or the dots that make up the image. This is a really cool feature, and I've been able to see it here in action. Works really well. So that's privacy screen on the Galaxy S26 Ultra. Before we talk more about AI, Blake, which again, I think is a big story this year, let's talk photography. Samsung has always crushed it when it comes to photography, and that's both photos and videos. Now they've introduced something called Nightography. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we want you to be able to take fantastic photos regardless of where and when you want to take them. And so a couple of big enhancements year over year for, you know, the Galaxy S26 Ultra is that on the lenses themselves, we've increased the size of those apertures. What does that mean? It means it can take in more light and get more details out of it. It has what we call a Pro Visual Engine, which is the AI brainchild behind it that is adjusting everything for you, understanding all of the different conditions, so you don't have to be a professional to take photos. And then at night, because of those larger apertures, because of the AI that's built into it, it's able to recognize noise. And noise, for those that don't know, it's, you know, the grainier parts when you're trying to take video at night. And each lens has its own noise pattern. And so we actually understand that and have trained our AI to correct that real time. So you're going to see nighttime videos that are clear, that have contrast, that don't have light streaks shooting out each way. Just a really phenomenal pictures and video.
If I remember the numbers correctly from the demonstration a couple hours ago, the rear 200 megapixel wide angle lens now lets in 47% more light, the larger aperture compared to last year's model, while the 50 megapixel telephoto lens lets in 37% more light. That's significant on paper, but I also happen to see it here in your content creator session. I was able to see it in action. You have like a darkened tent with a mock skyline of a city, and it worked really great, both for photos and video. So that was really impressive because we do use our cameras at night, and some phones, even a really popular one, does not do a great job, I would argue, when it comes to nighttime, more that grainy or noisy look to it. We are chatting with Blake Geiser from Samsung Electronics Americas. We're chatting about the new Galaxy S26 family of devices unveiled at Unpacked in beautiful San Francisco. Now let's chat for the rest of the time about AI. I think you launched AI for the first time, or Galaxy AI to be exact, in 2024. Fast forward to 2026. What can you do with these new S26 devices?
Yeah, to your point, S24 was the first mobile AI platform, and it was a lot of different features and apps that you could use AI to get some more things done. With S25, a year later, last year, you know, we were able to integrate that more into the operating system, so different apps could talk to different apps and do things for you. So, you know, when we talk about these phone launches happening year over year, this is something that we have been thinking about and working towards really since the S24. And so what you're going to find is, one, we have a really powerful chipset with an NPU processor, and that is the brain of AI that has increased 49% year over year. And being able to have that much computing power, we're able to do a lot more with AI. More importantly, AI is able to do a lot more for you. And so there's lots of different types of AI, and we're really focusing on your generative AI. So how can you add things and remove things from photos and have it look great, to agentic AI, where AI is doing things for you on your behalf or anticipating things that you want to do.
Yeah, the example today was integrating Uber so it can detect that you want to get an Uber, so it may prompt that. That's an example of the agent on the device, the AI agent talking with an Uber agent. Now Nudge was really cool, Blake, because it looks at what you're typing into your phone, regardless of the app, and it can suggest something that you're looking for. So for example, you could be texting with a friend saying, hey, you good for lunch still next Friday at 12 at, I don't know, ABC restaurant. It could actually suggest to populate your calendar with that. Or you could say, do you have that photo from Paris from a year ago I was looking for, you know, the one where I'm standing on the beach? It can actually scrub through your gallery and find the photo you're typing about. Or I want to share Blake Geiser's contact information with you, and it can know that it's going to pull up your contact card. It's pretty powerful, useful, practical AI.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of people recognize that there's edit suggestions on their phones right now where it's trying to guess what you want to say for the rest of the sentence so you don't have to type that all out. That's great.
This is next level stuff.
But this is taking it to that next level. So you're asking me, hey, Blake, I forgot to get those photos that we took in San Francisco at Unpack. It is able to suggest to me to share those photos. And when I click on that, it will have used AI to look for all of the photos I took at San Francisco with you on this day and take all the rest of my photos away. So with, you know, two clicks of a button, I can share all of those photos with you, and it just does it for me.
We'll have a couple more minutes left with Blake Geiser from Samsung Electronics America. When we return after this short break, I'm going to ask him about this new circle to search feature that has been upgraded. Came out a couple years ago, but can do some pretty wild things. I'll also share my thoughts on the new smartphones, having reviewed them for USA Today. So we'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're planning a trip for spring break and you want to avoid expensive roaming fees, we've got a great idea. Check out an always mobile eSIM. Pick your plan, download the eSIM, and start saving time and money. How much money? We asked Always Mobile's Mike Stanford.
Let's think about a couple traveling to Mexico together, $30 a day, and they're down there for a week. You're looking at avoiding roaming charges of, you know, $150, $200. And as an example, they could each purchase a 5 gigabit plan that covers their 7-day trip in Mexico for the equivalent of $9.50 U.S. Times that by 2 for the couple, and you're looking at less than $20 U.S.
They've got plans for over 170 destinations. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandiva's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandivascabinets.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20s theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20s attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We have on our phone, and that's where you can just circle something on your screen and it can go out and find it for you. So that's been kind of the traditional use case. It helped me tremendously when my daughter was prom dress shopping and didn't know where these dresses came from, and we were able to go find it. And that's great and all, but now you're able to circle a whole look. You know, shopping, especially clothes shopping, is one of the biggest use cases. And so you can ask it, you know, go find this look for me. So it's not going to just find the dress. It's going to find the shoes and the purse. And then you can take it a step further if you have a picture of yourself and use AI to show you that look and put those clothes on you. So you can get this feel of, like, what that is actually going to look like. Just really cool.
Indeed. And that's using your finger or the S Pen. And it doesn't matter if that photo is something that you've seen online, like on social media, or in front of you. You're standing in line at the supermarket and you really like the outfit of the person in front of you, with their permission, I hope. You'll take a picture and then you can circle it, and then the AI does the rest. It tells you where everything was purchased and links to buy it and all that. Wow. And then really quickly, Blake, I want to be respectful of your time. New Galaxy Buds also unveiled this week. I'm assuming AI features, better quality audio, noise cancellation, and they match maybe the colors of the phone?
You know, the Buds 4 Pro, awesome earbuds. They work seamlessly with the S26. We have so many cool things with that. One of them is HD call quality. So you're actually able to enhance phone calls on it. It's doing a great job with AI to take all the noises out, so you're only hearing that phone call. And one of the really cool things that you don't think about is we actually have live translation and have had live translation for a number of years now.
Long before some of your competitors announced it.
A little bit before. And you know, what's really, really neat is with that dramatic increase in our MPU within these devices, those transcriptions are twice as fast year over year.
Wow.
So if you can have a conversation with somebody in another language, and it's going to translate it almost real time to you, so it feels like a natural conversation, even though it's two different languages.
Yeah. Awesome, Blake. All right, Samsung.com to learn more about the trio of new S26 devices and accessories, and I'm sure pricing, trade-in options, carrier support, and so on. Simply Samsung.com?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right. Always great to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time. All the best.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
So by the time you hear this, my review for USA Today may have been published. I already submitted it. It is a hands-on review of the Galaxy S26 Ultra, the largest and most powerful and priciest of the three phones, but has all the bells and whistles, like that nightography feature that I chatted with Blake about, that privacy display so people beside you can't see what you're looking at or typing, and the AI is available across the board. So whether you have the new Galaxy S26, the S26 Plus, or the S26 Ultra, the one that I reviewed, you've got all of those AI tools baked into the device, like Samsung's own Galaxy AI and its Bixby, which you heard Blake chat about, or Google Gemini, which is also smart, and now Perplexity. So a lot of different ways to stay productive and get things done in fewer steps. Really like all of that. I really do think Samsung has led the pack when it comes to AI, certainly doing a better job than Apple, in my opinion. And Pixel is also doing well, but Samsung puts in a lot of thought into their devices, so kudos to them. As awesome as the Galaxy S26 family of devices are, it would be remiss not to call out a couple of shortcomings. For one, these are pricey devices. I already hinted at that. Well, so the Galaxy S26 starts at $899, which is $100 more than the Galaxy S25 was a year ago, maybe because of the price of memory or tariffs or whatever the reason is. And at $1,299 to start for the Galaxy S26 Ultra, that's $100 more than both the Apple iPhone Pro Max and Google's Pixel 10 Pro XL. So if you are going to buy one of these new devices, consider trade-in offers if you have an older Galaxy device. Another minor issue with the phone is that while you can wirelessly charge your Galaxy S26 with a compatible Qi mat, there is no magnetic charging support like Apple's MagSafe or Google's Pixel Snap, unless you buy a case that has that feature. Anyhow, that's just my two cents. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about the TikTok watch for kids and how it gives peace of mind to their parents. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z, and Saltzman with a Z.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
This smartwatch for kids is Vivian Gong, president and co-founder of the company TikTok. Nice to chat with you, Vivian. Thanks for your time.
Hi. Very glad to be here.
So we're going to dive into the specific features of the new watch in a moment. But at a high level, what's TikTok 5 all about?
Yes, we actually launched the 5 generations of TikTok watch since 2016, each one just getting smarter, safer, and better for families. TikTok 5 is our latest model, and today it's one of the leading kids smartwatch brands in the U.S. It's really become the best cell phone alternative for kids aged 3 to 12. It let them call, video chat, and text you, but you stay in control with the parental control app, so there's no internet, no social media, no games, and no random contests getting through. Some of the big features both parents and kids love are a two-way voice and video calling, messaging feature, plus talk-to-text, emojis, voice messaging, and photo sharing. Real-time GPS tracker, so you always know where your child is. Over 20-plus parental controls, things like approving contacts, setting reminders, school mode, blocking unknown numbers. From the watch end, your child can do SOS and 911 calls for emergencies, free kids-friendly streaming music, activity tracker. It also built in one front camera so kids can take photos, selfies, and videos. So it's pretty much like giving your child a phone, but designed with your rules and safety in mind.
All right, so thanks for all that. So it's a lot to unpack. So it's a smartwatch for kids that lets parents and kids easily communicate without needing a phone, as well as allowing parents to monitor their kids' whereabouts. So again, offering that peace of mind that I hinted at off the top. And that's essentially what it is. And then aside from that, even though there's no games or social media or internet access, there is some fun to it too, in the sense that the kids can take photos of their friends and they can stream music. So it's both for entertainment and communication and monitoring as well, or tracking. All right, I like that. It doesn't give you access to the internet or social media, letting you play games on it, because I think most parents would agree that kids have enough screen time already in their lives. Maybe their kids are not ready to have an iPhone or an Android phone yet. So let's discuss some of those features that are more practical first. So you mentioned GPS tracking. So this is when we're not talking about the ability to call your kids. This is a dashboard, I'm assuming, where parents can see at a glance where their kids are.
Yes, that is correct. So our location tracking is actually powered by Google Maps. It's extremely accurate, not only for outdoors, but also indoors, which give parents reliable real-time updates. And also this year, we add an AI-powered feature called Smart Ping, which actually learns and improves location accuracy over time. For example, in some rural areas where GPS signal are not strong enough, it might show the location is across the street. Parents can manually adjust the location in the app and report it to our smart ping. And the AI learns from the feedback and remembers it. So the accuracy keeps improving every time the watch checks in.
Because GPS is line of sight, the watch should be in direct line of sight with satellites hovering above the earth. It doesn't work well indoors. So does this watch also have cellular connectivity?
Yes. So the thing works just like a standalone cell phone. It comes with a pre-installed SIM card that connects to either AT&T or T-Mobile's network. Even when there's no Wi-Fi, the watch uses cellular and data to make phone calls, send messages, and stay connected.
Okay. Thank you for that, Vivian. I love the idea of not just two-way calls between parents and their kids through the watch, but also video calls, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's one of the features family love the most.
You can't do that on Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's why we designed it. We think, like, it gives a lot of for fun for kids, and then that helps for the family communication. So it lets parents and the kids see each other anytime, anywhere. So, you know, sometimes, like, a quick, hi, Mom, I'm on my way from the bus, or a bedtime check-in where parents traveling, those little moments really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the face talk is not just between the watch and the parents' phones. The kids can video call other TikTok watches too. So they can chat face to face with cousins, classmates, and their best friends, which makes it fun and social, but still complete parent approved and safe.
I'm sure that parents have the option to control all of that should they want to, which leads me to my next question. You mentioned there were about 20 different parental controls that are customizable.
Definitely. So beyond the communication and safety features, so TikTok 5 also includes a lot of tools that both kids and parents really love. For example, we have a reminder feature where parents can set daily, weekly, or even monthly reminders. Everything from like wake up, brush teeth, get on the school bus, do homework, or little tools like walk the dog or take out the trash. Each reminder pops up with like cute icons. So it feels fun for kids. Parents can also create customer reminders, adding their own text or messages. It's a great way to help kids stay on schedule and develop independence.
No, that's great. I like that. So kids, you said, could stream music if they like. Could they also change the watch face?
Now, there's like over 20 different watch faces the kids can pick.
What if the parents are not tech savvy? You know, this is the irony here today, Vivian, is that as parents, our job is to protect kids, even in the digital age. Yet the kids understand this world better than we do, than moms and dads do. So what can they set this up? And is there like an app for parents to see where their kids are, or is it a website? Can you talk to us a bit about that on the back end?
Sure. Yes, that's something we really focus on. We know not every parent is super tech savvy, so we make sure TikTok 5 is very easy to set up and manage. So when you first open the box, everything is ready to go. The SIM card is pre-installed. You just need to go to our website to activate it, then download our TikTok app, scan a QR code to pair the watch, and then just follow the step-by-step. We also include short how-to video in the app so you can watch them on the website. It's simple and stress-free. Also, like, it's just in case like you need any help, our in-house customer support team is always ready. We also have tons of FAQ articles and instructional videos online.
Okay, good to know. More with Vivian from TikTok about this popular kids watch when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five.
snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Before we continue chatting with Vivian from TikTok about the kids smartwatch, I just wanted to give a thank you and shout out to Visa, a huge partner on Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card, nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. We are chatting with Vivian Gong, president and co-founder of the company TikTok. That's T-I-C-K-T-A-L-K, not T-I-K-T-O-K, the social media app. This is a smartwatch for kids. In particular, we're talking about the TikTok 5, the latest smartwatch from the company. It is meant for both communication as well as entertainment. And even though this is something that a lot of parents don't want to think about, in the event of an emergency, right, the child is in distress somehow. I hope this never happens. Obviously, the watch, as you said, there's an SOS mode. Kids can call 911. They can call mom or dad. Have you heard of any stories where it has helped a family out during a stressful or even potentially dangerous situation?
Yes, we have heard so many meaningful stories from families who use TikTok, and those are honestly what keep us going, right? So I remember one mom used to call us and tell us about a time when her 2 sons didn't take the school bus home after class. Instead, they went exploring behind the school up into a little hill area. Mm. So the teachers and the parents were all worried because nobody knew where they were. But luckily they have TikTok. So the mom opened the TikTok app and checked the real-time location. And just within minutes, she could see exactly where they were. And she drove there and found that they are safe. And she told us that moment was when she truly realized the value of having TikTok. So also we heard like a lot of like families with special needs children who use our reminders to help their kids with daily transitions, like moving from class to therapy or re-remembering routines. It helps them feel more confident and independent.
I like that. Just going back to emergency situations before we wrap up and I ask you about costs and how to get going and all that. If, heaven forbid, a child is taken and they see that they're wearing a watch that may not look like a regular watch, so someone takes it off. Again, this is just playing devil's advocate here, Vivian. Is there a way to have that watch kind of like sewn into a backpack or something where it's not visible? It would still work, right, if it's got cellular connectivity.
Yes, that is correct.
So that's good to know that you could hide it, heaven forbid.
Yes, you can put it in the backpack, right, or even in the like school lock, you know, just in case school don't let you to bring the smartwatch in. But we do have the school mode, which will just lock the whole watch screen, and the kids can, you know, cannot use it. You can only check the time and also do the SOS emergency call.
All right, and then finally, how much does TikTok 5 cost? How do we get one? What's the best place to learn more as well?
Yeah, so TikTok 5 retail price is $159.99, and our TikTok wireless plan starts at just $9.99 a month with no contracts, no activation fee, and full nationwide coverage. Each watch comes with free U.S. shipping, a 1-year warranty, and a lifetime software update, so family can feel confident it's built to last. And you can find the TikTok 5 online at our website, mytiktok.com, as well as on Amazon, Walmart, and the Best Buy sites. And it has four colors. They're ash gray and blue, purple, and green.
That's great. So, again, mytiktok.com. That's M-Y-T-I-C-K-T-A-L-K, like tick-tocking of a clock, not the other one. mytiktok.com or the retail support that you mentioned. Vivian, thank you so much for your time. This sounds like a fantastic product. I really appreciate you chatting with us about it, and all the best.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, if you want to reach out on social media, I love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on X, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, and probably a couple of others that I have forgotten. But yeah, I try to stay active on social media. I link to the articles that I write, to radio and podcast interviews like the ones you're hearing right now during this show. I also post videos, like when I was at Samsung Unpacked last week in San Francisco. One video was of me talking about the new phones and showing them in action. Another video was me riding in a Waymo, a self-driving car. So stuff like that. I also give like tech tips of the day and stuff. So it's Mark Saltzman, M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. Again, that's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. And you can find me on all those platforms. Let me know where you're tuning into the show from. I always get a kick out of where you're tuning in. And also, how? Are you tuning into your local talk radio station? And if so, which one? Or is it in podcast form? And what's your favorite platform? Is it Spotify for podcasts or Apple Podcasts, Amazon's Audible, iHeartRadio, or Spreaker, or TuneIn? There's so many different ones. Please, if you can, leave a star review. It goes a long way. Or tell a friend. You can always forward the episode that you're enjoying to a colleague, a family member, or a friend. It really means a lot. Thank you. We talk Asus laptops when we return, a red hot brand. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, K. KCNR, your talk radio show.
Laptops and desktops out there, you can take advantage of those modern benefits to help you with productivity and multitasking, as well as features that gamers will love. More on that in a moment. And there's also AI-powered experiences like Microsoft Copilot that can help you with everything from holiday planning to finding the perfect gift for everyone. So let's start off with handheld gaming and the highly anticipated just-released ROG Xbox Ally and the ROG Xbox Ally X, both of which are portable powerhouses that blend a full PC with a console-like experience. I love the vibrant 7-inch display. It's a full HD screen, comfortable Xbox-like controls on each side, a long-lasting battery, and the option to dock these devices to play on a big screen when you're back at home or in a hotel room. And speaking of gaming, you'll also want to check out, or as I like to say, you'll also want to tech out the ROG Zephyrus G16, a powerful laptop that's also a looker, so there's no trade-offs, with a sleek premium aluminum body and customizable lighting to flex your style. By the way, that's RGB lighting in the keyboard itself, as well as lighting on the back of the laptop behind the display. It runs on Windows 11 for work, school, and play, and it's thin and light, so you can take it everywhere. And I want to mention, all of these PCs I've mentioned so far include a 3-month subscription to PC Game Pass, so you can start gaming right out of the box. Love that. Two more laptops to share with you. There's the AI-powered Asus ZenBook S16, a premium laptop with high performance, stunning aesthetics, and extreme portability. I mean, it's just a half inch thin. And built from Ceraluminum, which is an exclusive Asus material that's lightweight yet durable. Productivity is also supercharged by Microsoft Copilot, instantly accessible with a dedicated keyboard key to summon your AI assistant. Another pick is the versatile and flexible Asus VivoBook 14 Flip. As the name suggests, it has an incredible 360-degree hinge that lets you flip it into multiple modes, like a tablet. With Windows Hello, you simply glance at the infrared camera to securely unlock your device, so you don't have to remember passwords. It uses biometrics identification. The most impressive feature of this 14-inch OLED laptop, incredible battery life of up to 28 hours on a single charge. For everything I've chatted about here today, the VivoBook 14 Flip, the ZenBook S16, the ROG Zephyrus G16, and the ROG Xbox Ally and Ally X, you can head on over to asus.com. That's asus.com. Before we wrap up the show, and speaking of computers, it's also a great reminder to back up your important info on a regular basis. Sure, the cloud is fine. You can access your files from virtually any device and all that. But don't forget, it comes with a monthly subscription cost. And once you stop paying, you're without your files. So I always like offline storage, and I'm a big fan of SanDisk drives, whether it's a USB thumb drive, a micro SD card, or a solid-state drive that you can work off of, because they're super fast. But just for backup purposes, I like having that offline solution that does not require a monthly fee. It's your data. You're not renting space somewhere. And, you know, I keep one on my keychain. I keep one in my backpack. I've got them all over the place and encrypted, too. So if I lost the drive, then people can't access it because they still need a password. So SanDisk.com has a ton of sales. You can see links and also lots of retail support with all kinds of capacities. They come in really big sizes now, which is awesome. You can really store a lot of files on these things. Also, another shout out to Visa and Norton. Thank you for your support on Tech It Out. You guys rock. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We first kicked things off with Samsung to learn about the Galaxy S26 family of new devices. Spoke with Blake Geiser from Samsung Electronics America, where I interviewed him in San Francisco at their Unpacked event. Then we learned about a smartwatch for kids called TikTok 5 and how it gives parents peace of mind. And it's an alternative to giving a smartphone to the kids. And then we wrap things up with Asus. So hope you enjoyed it. If you want to listen to it all over again, you can simply do a search for the word Tech It Out online. Maybe include my name as well, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C. And you'll be able to subscribe to it if you don't already. But thanks for tuning in. All the best. And I look forward to catching up with you in a week from now for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. And let's keep the chat going online. I'll look for you on social media. Bye-bye for now. Take a look.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.